Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Average Joe. I'm Average Joe. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. I imagine a lot of people are off from work, at least probably tomorrow. I actually took Friday and Tuesday off as well, so I'm kind of having a little mini vacation here, and I'm excited about that. It's always nice to have some time off to spend with my family. And as I had mentioned on my post, this show's going to be about time, and so I'm taking time off, and we're going to talk about time. We're probably not going to get into a lot of scientific analogy of time on this episode. We may. I mean, if we have some callers that want to talk about that, I'm game. I'm not a physicist. I think I've mentioned that a couple of times. Couple of shows we talked about, a couple of weeks ago we talked about paranormal. And so we got into a little bit of science there and a little bit of just, paranormal. Paranormal by definition is anything that is related to something that can't be explained by science. So we were kind of having to sidestep the logic, and I'm fine with that. And then last week we talked about reality, and actually I promised a couple of my listeners that we were going to talk about reality a little bit more this episode. But because of everything that was going on this week, I just decided I really didn't have time to prepare, because if you listen to last week's episode, you'll understand how difficult it was to explain. I was talking about the double slit experiment and how that pertains to reality. And so I was about to go with something a little more lighthearted, and we were just going to kind of do a recap of some of the past shows and let you guys call in and just, do an open line show. But Saturday morning, yesterday morning, I was inspired by a couple of things. And what happened was I usually get up in the mornings when I don't have anything, pressing. I'll usually check out my Facebook page, And I'm somewhat hooked on that aspect of social media. I'm kind of curious as to what my friends are talking about and what they're up to. I saw a post, a former co-worker of mine who's kind of a nerd, well, not kind of a nerd, he's a big nerd, had posted a Riley's Auto Parts posting that or item that was kind of funny, and what it was a flux capacitor. And if you go to Riley's Auto Part and you do our Auto Parts website and actually do a search for a flux capacitor, they actually have one on their website. So if you've got a DeLorean that you're wanting to turn into a time machine, that's where you can get all your parts. Now, of course, it's kind of a joke. They do actually have that item. But it also says in fine print that that they don't actually have it for sale. So, but that was the first inspiration that I had. I guess I need to give out my number, 914-219-0884. Feel free to interrupt me. We're not talking about anything today that I'm happy for you to call in and jump right in there and talk with me. And if you've got comments about time or anything else for that matter, I'm happy to talk to you about it. But that number again is 914-219-0884. So that happened with the flux capacitor, and then that didn't really hit me. So my grandson Emmett, he calls me quite often to see either wants to go on a golf cart ride, or he wants to go fishing. And his brother Nathan does that a lot too. And I'm not a big fisherman, but I know that they love to fish, and so I don't take them nearly as often as I'd like to or should. But we do go fishing occasionally, and I pretty much just watch them fish. But what Emmett said to me, because I didn't have time to take him fishing yesterday, and he's very patient. He's very patient with me, and I'm grateful for that. But he says, when you have, Pawpaw, when you have time to take me fishing, give me a call or call me. And, of course, he did call me today, too. So, but he's not dissing me or anything, but he wants to go fishing, and he doesn't always understand, you know, when I have to work and all that stuff. But when he said that, it kind of dawned on me, you know, when you have time. And I thought about that song, Cats in the Cradle. Most of you that are my age or some older or younger, whatever, Cats in the Cradle of Silver Spoon. And it's basically a song about a little boy that wants to be like his dad, and he wants to spend time with his dad. And his dad kind of has always got to work. He's always got to go somewhere. But the little boy says, Dad, you know, he's always keeps asking, and he says, Daddy, one day I'm going to be like you. And then Daddy eventually gets old, and then Dad wants to spend some time with his son. Well, then the roles are reversed, and his son is kind of putting him off. And so what the dad come to realize was that, yeah, he did become like his dad. And so that led to me thinking about my dad, of course. And I did a Father's Day show the weekend of Father's Day, and we talked a little bit about him. And I'm sure all of you that know me know that I had a really good relationship with my dad and loved my dad dearly. But I remember as a child when we lived down in Brunswick County, down on the coast, and my pawpaw lived up here in Stanley County, and him and my grandmother, and we would come up to visit. And as my pawpaw was getting older, and we'd be leaving his house, and we'd be, you know, Pawpaw would always follow us out to the car, and I knew, I could tell it was hard on my dad leaving him, and he'd say to my dad, he said, don't be too long, son. And then of course when we're driving out of the down the driveway, my dad's got tears in his eyes, because, you know, my Pawpaw, he's probably at least close to 80 or more at that age or at that time, and we all know that he's probably not going to be on this side of this earth in too many years, and my Pawpaw realized it too. But anyway, it just makes you think and how valuable time is. Now we can, again, you know, we're not going to get into the scientific. Well, I may a little bit if you guys lead me that way. 914-219-0884. But you know, they're not making any more time. You know, you can get out and make more money, but you can't make any more time. So us as humans, is if we go from our perspective and our perception, as we talked about in the reality show, we also perceive time. But one thing that I learned from observing my dad and his reaction to my pawpaw was the final years that my dad actually lived here in the same house as him and my mom, as the same house as Average Joe and myself. They have an apartment in the basement, and I would always try every night to go down and spend at least a few minutes with my dad and my mom. And I would go down. A lot of times I'd be late getting in, because Above Average Joe and myself, we like to go out and do things and spend time with our friends. And sometimes I'd get home and it'd be maybe after 11 o'clock, and Daddy would be, he'd actually be on the bed and maybe even dozed off a little bit, but he'd leave the light turned on till I got down there. And sometimes he was like, son, I didn't know if you were going to come or not. And that would just break my heart. And I told him, I said, Daddy, I said, if I don't get home too late, I said, I'm going to always come down to see you, unless it's like midnight or something and I know you're already turned the light off and gone to sleep, I'm going to come see you and say goodnight. And he would always have a little, he would want to have a little talk about some of the things he had been reading. He was usually doing some Bible study, and he would like to share some of that with me. And just spending that time, And I do that now with my mom. My dad's gone to Heavenside, but my mom's still around, and she still lives in the apartment downstairs. And I go down and spend a little bit of time with her. So, I won't say that's the lighter side of time, but it's our perception of time and just the value of our experience with our loved ones. 914-219-0884. I encourage you to call me. Give me some feedback. Let's talk about it. That's kind of my experience that I wanted to talk about, just how I was inspired by my little grandson, Emmett. He's, I can't even remember. I think he's 6 or 7 years old now. I can't keep up with all of them. They're all, I've got 6 grandsons, so. We will be going fishing tomorrow, by the way. I don't know if Emmett's listening or not, but we will be going and fishing tomorrow. So I'm gonna take some time with those boys, while I've got this extra long weekend. But call me if you've got a story like that, or you just want to talk about, your perspective on that idea of time. It's kind of a lighthearted conversation, but in the time, and now this may, I'm going to get into a little scientific time thing here. I said I wasn't, but I see I've got time to do it, so I'm going to take the time and talk about it. One thing that I enjoy, and I talked about this a little bit in my movie episode, is I like time travel movies. And as far as we know, nobody's ever traveled in time. You would think that if they were in the future had already traveled or could travel in time, that somebody would have already shown up from the future. But maybe they did, and maybe they were just in a different dimension, or we couldn't see them, and they may or may not have been able to see us. I don't know. I'm going to say that a lot in my show. I'm going to say I don't know, because my catchphrase is I don't know much about anything, but I do know a little bit about a lot of things. But one of the things I don't know much about is time travel. I've read a lot of sci-fi essays about it and just movies and everything. But I was thinking about, how much I love time travel movies and just the whole idea of stepping out of our current time. And we call current time, what do we call current time? We call it now. And really when it comes down to it, all we have is now. I mean, all that we know that we have is now. The past is gone, supposedly, and the future is tomorrow, and it's going to happen for somebody, but maybe not us as an individual. I might not wake up tomorrow. I might fall over, from a massive heart attack in the next 10 minutes. I hope I don't. I'd like to be around long enough to take care of my wife through her days and my mom as long as she's still around, and I'd like to see my grandsons get married and have kids one day. But none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. So right now is what we have. And now can be is such a fluid thing, because now from when I started talking about it, 45 seconds ago was then. But now is now. That now is already past. So that now is already gone. And So I'm not going to get into a whole lot of analogy about that. But I promise you, we are going to be talking more about reality. We're going to be talking possibly more about the paranormal. I found out that Average Joe was trying to call in when we did the paranormal show, and she was going to share with you some more of the information of the story I told you about, you know, her being able to observe the family that's in our house. And so I don't know if she'll do it later. I don't push her, but if she wants to participate, you know, she knows she's more than welcome to. 914-219-0884. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to hear from you. I know we've got some listeners out there. We've been talking. We've been doing this show. This is the 14th episode, and I talk to people, locally, and I find out that some have listened a little bit. You know, they might not listen to the whole episode. I've got a few people that listen every week and listen to the whole show, and some of you call in, here and there. And I really appreciate that, and it's exciting. And the ones I don't get to talk to, I know that have been listening, because I have a statistics page on my Blog Talk Radio page, I guess you could say, that we've got listeners in North America, which would include the United States and Canada, Ireland, the Philippines, and Norway. And I don't know anybody in Norway. I do know who might be listening in Ireland, and I have no idea who would be listening in the Philippines. And I imagine some of our Canadian listeners might be relatives, because, as you know, Average Joe is Canadian, so I imagine some of her family is listening in. 914-219-0884. So call me, let's talk about it. But in the meantime, you know, I mentioned that I like time travel movies. And some of the most iconic time travel movie, I think anybody would agree with, is the Back to the Future trilogy. That movie I really enjoyed. Well, all three of them. When that movie came out, I think it was in, I want to say around 1984, I was actually working on the road. I was a field tech then as well, and I was out of town quite a bit, and I'd go see that movie. I went and saw it three times at the theater, because I was by myself and didn't have anything else to do and didn't want to stay in the motel room, all night. So I'd go to the movie, and I'd go watch Back to the Future. I just really loved that movie. 914-219-0884. Give me a call. Another time-related movie, The Time Machine. There's a couple of versions of that, at least. There may be more. I know I think the first one was in 1960, and then there was a more recent one. I don't remember the date on that one. And then there was one called Time After Time. And that one is a little obscure. I haven't really run across too many people that have seen that movie. It was Malcolm McDowell was in it, and Mary Steenburgen, and Malcolm actually played the part of H.G. Wells, and he had built the time machine, and he had to come to the future, which at the time I think was 1979, because Jack the Ripper because H.G. was living in London, and Jack the Ripper had escaped from the police by stealing his time machine, H.G. Wells' time machine, and the machine returned to its original time and place, and so H.G. was able to go chasing after him. So that was really kind of a cool movie. Time Cop, that was Jean-Claude Van Damme, and that was a pretty interesting movie. So it didn't get very good reviews, but I thought it was pretty good. A more recent movie about time travel and even a lot more deeper stuff was Interstellar. Matthew McConaughey, I don't know if any of you have seen that. That one was just from a few years ago. I was kind of looking, doing some research, and I didn't even think about Groundhog Day. You know, that's actually a time travel movie because the guy is stuck in on the same day. And, you know, Bill Murray, I mean, that movie is just such an iconic movie. And every time I hear that Sonny and Cher song that he wakes up to on the alarm clock, I always think of that movie. But that was a classic, and I can watch that movie over and over again. Call me 914-219-0884. Is this thing on? I'm just wondering if y'all are hearing me say, call me. But the Terminator movies, all of those were, you know, time travel involved. You know, that the first one, especially the second one, was really good. I like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and those Terminator movies are classic. And the way they loop back into, he keeps running into himself or another version of himself in the later movies, and just the whole idea of time travel, it's really cool. Any movie's got some time travel involved, usually I can appreciate it. There was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Probably wasn't one of my favorites, but it was funny and you know, kind of cool. Kate and Leopold. I don't know if any of y'all saw that. That was Meg Ryan, and I forget who played the male part, but that one was pretty good. The Final Countdown, that was about a aircraft carrier that got stuck in a some kind of time space-time continuum. They ended up in World War II with a modern aircraft carrier. Been a long time since I've seen that one, but I thought it was good. Another one, when I was going through the list, called Frequency. That was actually, that was a time travel movie, and I was thinking about a more subtle, you know, view of time travel, because the main character he's actually on his father's ham radio, and he ends up talking to his father from the past, and his father's dead, but he ends up saving his father's life because he knows what happened to him. They're both firemen, and his father was killed in a fire. And he ends up saving his father's life and changes the space-time continuum, and his father ends up being alive at the end of the movie because he saved his life. Call me, 914-219-0884. We got a little over 5 minutes to go here, so I'm love to hear from you. Let's see. Okay, Frequency, Pleasantville. That was kind of a fun movie. That was, and that one's been a while back. But then there was Peggy Sue Got Married, which was Nicolas Cage and Kathleen Turner. That was kind of a fun movie. And then another Nicolas Cage movie was Next, which that one was a more recent movie over the last few years. He could actually see into the future or experience the future. But only by just a few minutes. and then there was The Butterfly Effect, Ashton Kutcher. I didn't really think about that. It's like a lot of these movies when I was researching this, I didn't really think of them as being time travel movies, because the whole, you know, usually what I think of as a time travel movie is one that, you know, the plan is to travel in time, like there's some kind of time travel machine, and, you know, they're making a plan and to travel to the future or to the past because they need to solve a problem, or they just need to, you know, see, you know, just the whole idea of being able to travel in time. And but, you know, these more subtle versions of time travel in some of these movies is kind of interesting when I, you know, like I said, when I was looking at the list. But I believe we have a caller, and I am going to take a wild guess that it is, I'm not going to guess. Hello, caller.
Hi, the Average Joe. It's
hey.
Me.
This
I was
is Average
when
Joe.
You're talking,
is this Average
you
Don?
Refer, Average Don.
Hey, Average
you
Don.
You referred
well,
back to your granddad and all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was. It makes me think, because obviously I knew your granddad too, but
yeah,
recollection as part of time and the accuracy of memory, because as time goes by, we tend to sort of either enhance or some of the things fall to the wayside, but through time, because I'm only 63 now, looking back, I have difficulty telling whether what I remember was actually what I remember, or is it what I want to remember? Time
right.
affects that as we age.
I agree with you 100% on that. I think that particular story, I know in more recent years when Daddy was still alive, you know, he talked about that, and Mom's talked about it, because just the difficulty that Dad's ministry of having to move away from home and be far away from his, well, not that far, but by today's standards, but back then it seemed like a long way from home. But so I had some other confirmation as to the way that happened, but yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think we do remember things the way we want to remember them, and not always what really happened.
But the more time passes, the more it seems to alter. Because, once again, memories of, like, my son when he was young versus now looking back on that, it seems to have sort of taken a different flavor as time has passes by.
Right.
And
I
know I called in late, and I apologize for that, but I just thought
I'd throw that
out there.
No, that's perfectly fine. I really would rather have talked about that. You know, I'm kind of covering a wide range of time here, going from, you know, some precious memories that I have, and then just the value of time and spending it with your loved ones, over to time travel and movies and all that. But the conversation is, if we're going to have a conversation, I'd rather talk about that than talk about movies.
Well, it's like the Pink Floyd, you know, time leaves you behind. And 10 years slip past you before you know it. But even with, I had 36 and a half years in my profession, and looking back, it does not seem like 36 and a half years I spent doing what I did.
Yeah,
maybe
I bet
maybe
not.
Two.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, one thing that, talking about, referencing time, and the older you get, you know, when you're 5 years old, you know, it seems like it takes forever for Christmas to get here, you know, for a year to roll around. But that's because, you know, when you're five, a year is one-fifth of your whole life. And
well,
when, you,
the
when you're 50,
the more you've experienced in your life, the more it's, you pass through things without even thinking about it. Wherever it's a child, everything is new and fresh, and it does it. Your mind is racing as a child, and it does make time seem slower.
Yeah, yeah. And then they just don't have as much to compare it to, because me now being in my 50s, you know, a year's nothing. I'm like, oh, no, it's Christmas again.
Yeah, I know. I think Christmas cycles around about every 3 months now.
Yeah, it
but
sure does.
I'm going to let you go, but I do appreciate you letting me call in. And
well,
thank you, Dan.
Thank you there, Average Don, and hopefully we'll hear from you next week.
Are you coming tomorrow to fish here, or are you going somewhere else?
I think we're actually going to go to the VFW.
Oh, okay. Well, tell the kids I said hello.
I will do it. All right, you take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that was nice to hear from Average Don, and we're right up against the clock. That was good timing. Thank you all for listening today. We are out of time, so just keep that in mind when you're out of time. But we'll see you next week, and we may get into some more deep stuff next week. May talk about some reality, but we'll let you know before then. So. Y'all have a great week. Be safe, and we'll see you next week.